愿主祝大家平安。
May our Lord bless everyone here.
今天是安息圣日，很高兴我们弟兄姐妹能够一起聚集在这里来敬拜神。
Today is Sabbath morning, and I'm very happy to see all the brothers and sisters gather here to worship God.
按照主的应许，愿耶稣基督将他所赏赐的平安喜乐充满在我们当中。
According to God's promise, may the love and joy of Jesus Christ be filled with all of us.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考，当预备迎接神。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, right now we will begin to study the topic to prepare to meet our Jesus Christ.
我们请大家翻开阿摩斯书第四章。
Let us turn to the book of Amos, chapter 4.
阿摩斯书第四章。
Amos, chapter 4.
请看第十二节。
Let's turn to verse 12.
阿摩斯书四章十二节。
Amos chapter 4, verse 12.
以色列啊，我必向你如此行。以色列啊，我既这样行，你当预备迎接你的神。
Therefore, this is what I will do to you, Israel, and because I will do this to you, prepare to me your God, O Israel.
这里是神自己向他的选民这样说的。
Here, God has spoken directly to His chosen nation.
他说：“我一定会像你这样行的。”
He said, "I will do this to you."
那神是怎样要怎样行
？So what will God do?
他就是要做在前面十一章第一章第一节到第十一节所说的那些事情。
He is actually going to do what was recorded in verses 1 through 11.
神要当时候他对他的百姓提出警告，要他们改变。
God had warned his chosen nation for them to repent, to change.
那如果不改变，他就要降灾祸。
And if they do not change, then he is going to punish them.
那这个是神他为了要让百姓回转的手段。
And this is the way that our God will make His nation return to Him.
然后接下来第十二节，他说：“以色列，我既然这样行，那你就要预备迎接你的神了。”
So in verse 12, God says, "Because this is what I will do to you, then prepare to meet your God."
也就是说，我们每一个人总有一天，每一个人都要去迎接这位神。
And this is to say that one day all of us will be prepared to meet this God.
这是一个很严肃的问题。
This is a very serious question.
我们每一个人在这个世上都是暂时的。
All of us only are on this earth temporarily.
有一天我们都要离开。
And one day we're all going to leave.
不管我们活多久。
It does not matter how long we're going to live.
所以每一天都有人来到这个世界。
So every day there are newborn babies into this world.
每一天每一个时刻也都有人离开这个世界。
And every hour of every day someone is leaving this world.
每一个人来到这个世界都是很欢喜的。因为父母亲都是一个欢欢喜喜的心情迎接新生婴孩的来到。
All the parents joyously welcome their newborn babies to this world.
但是我们每一个人离开这个世界的方式可能不一样了。
But there are many different ways that we may depart this world.
那有人离开得非常的平安。
And some of us might leave very peacefully.
非常的满足。
Very fulfilled.
但是有人离开得非常的恐惧。
But some of us might leave very scared.
有人他不知道离开之后要去哪里。
Some people don't know where they're going to go after they leave.
其实这是一个我们每一个人都要去思考的问题。
Actually, this is a question that all of us must ponder upon.
那这个我们在读阿摩斯书，刚好读到这一章的时候，他给我们提出这样一个警告。
When we're studying the book of Amos at this chapter, there's a warning for us.
让我们一起来思考说，我们要怎么样预备自己来迎接这位神
？So then, now let us ponder how we shall prepare ourselves to meet this God.
我们从以色列人选民他们的失败历史里面来思考我们应当要采取的行动。
We must learn from the failure of the Israelites that how we should take action to prepare.
因为历史是为活着人写的。
Because the history is written for those who are alive.
我们在看圣经里面所记录的选民的历史，其实是要给我们这个活着的人不断的去思考，去预备自己。
So for us to study the history that's recorded in the Bible, it is for us to continuously to ponder upon what we should do.
十二节的这一句话说，你当预备迎接你的神，其实也就是阿摩斯书的主题。
Verse 12 here, it says to prepare to meet your God. This is actually the theme of the entire book.
那这个就是要让每一个愿意听神的声音的人都从神的信息里面去做一个反省。
And this is for all those who are willing to listen to God's voice to, through this message, ponder upon what we should do.
然后可以借着先知的信息里面去更认识这位神。
So that we can, through the message told from the prophet, to really understand this God.
因为我们一定要了解我们所要迎接的这位神是怎么样的神。
Because we first must really understand who is this God that we're willing to welcome.
当我们迎接他之后，会发生什么事情？
And what is going to happen after we meet him?
是会得到神所应许的喜乐呢，还是神所早就讲过的刑罚？
Are we going to receive the blessings and peace from him, or are we going to receive the punishment that he had warned us about?
所以今天早上我们一起从阿摩斯书第四章来看看这个主题。
So this morning for chapter 4 in the book of Amos, we'll study this topic.
我们请看四章第一节。
Let's study chapter 4 verse 1.
请读第一节到第三节。
Verses 1-3. 1. Hear this word, you cows of Bashan on Mount Samaria, you women who oppose the poor and crush the needy, and say to your husbands, bring us some drinks. 2. The sovereign Lord has sworn by his holiness, the time will surely come when you will be taken away with hooks, the last of you with fish hooks. 3. You will each go straight out through breaks in the wall, and you will be cast out toward Harmon, declares the Lord.
这第四章一开头是说你们住在撒玛利亚山如巴山母牛的啊，你们当听我的话啊。
Here in verse 1, it opens with, Hear this word, you cows of Bashan on Mount Samaria.
那这个住在撒玛利亚山的，就是指的当时候住在北国以色列的这个神的百姓。
And those who lived in Mount Samaria are those who lived in the northern kingdom.
他像巴山的母牛啊，巴山是一个很肥沃的地方。在巴山的母牛指的就是当时候在那个生活很富裕的那些富人们。
The cows of Bashan represents the women who are living luxuriously at that time.
因为我们从第一节的最后第一节的最后那一句说，对家族说，拿酒来吧，我们喝。这个对家族，这个家族意思就是她的丈夫，对她的丈夫说，拿酒来，我们一起享受。
The last part of verse 1 here states, those women would say to their husbands, bring us some drinks.
那这些人是怎么样的行为呢？就是欺负贫寒的，压碎穷乏的人。
And what are these actions done by these people? They oppress the poor and crush the needy.
那表示这些人呢，他们当时候只注重他们自己的享受，他们不会在意这些穷乏人这些有需要人到底他有什么样的责任。
So here we can see that at that time these women only cared about their own desires and their own happiness. They don't care about what others might need.
那现在神借着先知跟他们说，你们要听我的话。
So now God through a prophet told them, you must listen to my words.
那这个就是神的宣告。
And this is a proclamation by God.
所以我们在读阿摩斯书的时候，我们在聚会的时候已经提过第一章第二章这是神透过先知对八个国度提出审判。
And we already mentioned before that chapters 1 and 2 in the book of Amos is God's judgment through the prophet to the eight kingdoms.
那这个就是要一直强调说这些国度都是三番四次的犯罪所以神的刑罚必不免去。
So here it emphasizes that because these eight kingdoms continuously and repeatedly to sin, so God's judgment will have no mercy.
所以当一个人他如果三番四次犯罪，一直都不愿意悔改，那这个刑罚必定会来到。
When someone repeatedly sins against God and does not repent, then punishment will come upon him.
好，那从第三节开始从第三章开始到第六章，这就是神的四个宣告。
So, starting from chapter 3 all the way through chapter 6, this is the proclamation by God.
那他的宣告都是先一开头就先说，以色列人，你们要听我的话。
At the beginning of each proclamation, God says, "Hear this word."
所以三章、四章、五章都是一样的，都是一样的模式。
So chapter 3, 4, and 5 all follows the same structure.
一开头都说，当听我的话。
The beginning says, "Hear this word."
那在这里我们就可以看到说，神他是很在意他所爱的这些百姓的。
We can see here that God actually very cared about those his chosen nation.
他其实也可以在他们犯错的时候就直接刑罚他们。
And actually, when they sin, God can punish them already.
但是神不是这样的神。
But God is not a God like that.
他要刑罚以前，他一定会先通知他的百姓，你们做错了。
Before he punishes them, he will first warn them that you're doing something wrong.
然后会很清楚地指出他们错在哪里。
And he will clearly indicate what they're doing wrong.
然后要他们改变。
And they will ask him to repent.
好，然后如果不改变，神就接着宣告说他的刑罚一定会来到。
If they do not repent, and God will proclaim that he will punish them.
第四章二节，主他都指着自己的圣洁启示说，日子快到。
In the beginning of verse 2, the sovereign Lord has sworn by his own holiness, the time will surely come.
那这个表示说这个刑罚的日子，那个日子是一个审判的日子，一定会来到的。
So we can see that the day of judgment will surely come.
那这里特别强调说，神指着他自己的圣洁启示的。
Here, God has sworn by his own holiness.
意思就是说，这件事情，这个神所要执行的这个审判是绝对会来到，是不会改变的。
So we know that the punishment that God will give will come.
我们在第四章、第六章和第八章，你都会发现，都特别这样强调，神指着他自己启示。
Chapters 4, 6, and 8 all emphasize that God had sworn by his own holiness.
那都表示神所要做的事情一定会发生。
This represents that whatever God says will happen.
通常我们指着，我们如果有人会指着什么启示，通常都是在强调说这个事情是真的啊，而且一定不是在讲笑话，就是说它是事实，而且一定会发生。
And today, in modern days, if we are swearing by something, we are trying to emphasize that whatever we do will happen is not a joke.
那这个日子哈，是人会用钩子把你们勾去的日子。
And on that day, it is a day where you will be taken away with hooks.
好，然后用鱼钩将你们剩余的钩去。
The last of you with fish hooks.
那表示说，神要让他们被掳到外邦去，包括他们的后代子孙，通通被掳走。
So that this represents that they will be captured by another country.
然后第三节说，你们个人要从破口直往前行，投入哈门。
In verse 3 says, you will each go straight out through breaks in the wall and you will be cast towards Harmon.
那这个哈门是在亚述，就是外邦另外一个 国家的一个地名。
And Harmon was a city in Syria.
所以这个你们个人从破口，就是城墙被攻破了。
So what does it mean that you will each go straight out through breaks in the wall?
就是说你们的国家会被灭，城会被围攻之后被攻破。
It means that your kingdom will be destroyed.
然后个人通通会从这个破口被掳到外邦去了。
And all of you through this hole will be captured to another kingdom.
这是神宣告他们即将要面对的刑罚。
This is God's proclamation of the punishment they're about to receive.
为什么神要这样说？
So why did God say this?
这就是因为他们有罪，神要给他们的惩罚了。
It is because they have sinned, so God will punish them.
那他们的罪在哪里？为什么会有这些这么严重的罪导致这个结果？
So what are these very serious sins that lead to this result?
我们如果从第一节我们就看到，当时候这些人这百姓败坏，已经没有所谓的公义怜悯。
We can see through verse 1 that these citizens at that time no longer have any righteousness or fairness.
那这是他们当时候整个人的心以及这个社会环境里面的一个现象。
It is something that was going on in the entire society.
但是人的心跟这个社会变成这个样子，不是没有原因的。
So there is a reason why their hearts and the society are like this.
其实接下来我们可以从第四章看到，他们这个罪其实来自于他们对神有一个错误的认识跟错误的热心。
And we can see later on that the reason why they sin is because they have a false understanding and a false passion for God.
我们看第四章第四节。
Let's turn to chapter 4, verse 4.
请读四节跟五节。
4 and 5. Go to Bethel and sin, go to Gilgal and sin yet more. Bring your sacrifices every morning, your tithe every 3 years. 5. Burn leavened bread as a thank offering and brag about your freewill offerings. Boast about them, you Israelites, for this is what you love to do, declares the Sovereign Lord.
这个是这里提到这个百姓他们所犯的罪导致他们国灭人亡，实际上是因为他们对神错误的敬拜。
Here we can see that the reason why their entire kingdom will be destroyed in the end is because they have a false understanding of God.
因为他们一开头的时候，他们就拜错神。
Because at the very beginning, they're already worshiping the wrong God.
他们用错了方法。
They were using the wrong ways.
因为以色列人啊，任你们往伯特利去犯罪，到吉甲去加增罪过。这个伯特利跟吉甲是当时候以色列国选民他们去拜神的地方。
Bethel and Gilgal are the two cities where the Israelites go to worship God.
他们到那个地方去拜神，事实上是去犯罪。
But actually, when they think that they're worshiping God there, they're actually sinning.
因为北国以色列国的开国的国王耶罗波安，他为了自己的私利，他把这个神把它变成偶像。
Because the northern kingdom king Jeroboam, due to his own selfishness, he had turned God into an idol.
他怕这些百姓跑到耶路撒冷的圣殿去敬拜神，他们的心就离开他，所以他自己做了两只金牛犊放在伯特利跟但，让百姓来拜。
Because he was scared that if his citizens would go to Jerusalem to worship God, they will lose respect for him. So he had created two idols for them to worship in Dan and Bethel.
他把这个天造天地万物的这个属灵的神，把它变成两只牛犊放在两个地点，然后跟百姓说，这个就是带领你们出埃及的那位神。
He had turned the God who created the heavens and earth into two golden calves and told them that this is the God that you must worship.
神是个灵，他是没有形状的。
God is a spirit, he does not have a form.
他是充满宇宙万物，他不是住在一个固定地点的。
He does not live at one specific place, he fulfills the entire earth.
但是这个王他把神把他限制成这一个形象，像一个动物的形象。
But this king had limited God to this animal.
就把他放在一个地点。
And to put him at these two places.
然后跟百姓说，你们就到这个地方来敬拜这位神是一样的。
And to tell his people that you can just worship him there is the same.
其实他这个作为基本上是出于人自己的私心。
This action was done because he was selfish.
他是明明知道他所拜的神不是这样的神。
He knows that the God that he worships is not like this.
然后这个王有这样一个动作之后呢，这个百姓呢，也配合这个王，反正接下来他们拜神就变得很方便了。
So because the king has set an example, his citizens followed him because it's easier to worship God that way.
这也说明其实一般人的百姓是有一个很难克服的软弱，就是人会有一个软弱。
So we can see that the citizens here are weak.
也就是说，我们人拜神通常都是要贪图一个方便。
When we worship God, we might seek the easy way out.
所以你看，如果敬拜神，要走那么远，要带那么东西到那个地方去，为什么不在这个附近就好？
So when we're worshiping God, we have to go so far and bring so many things with us. Why not just stay around here to worship Him?
我们拜神的时候，如果我们需要花很多的精神，花很多的时间。走很远的路，我们都觉得说不方便，不太想去。
When we worship God, if we have to spend so much time and energy, sometimes we would tell ourselves that it's so hard. I don't want to go.
这个神就在附近吗？不是很好吗
？If this God is right next to us, isn't that great?
我可以做我自己的事，然后我有时间了，我来拜一下神，这样不是很方便吗
？I can do whatever I want, and when I have time, I can go worship this God.
我没有时间的时候就没有办法，我有时间来拜神吧。
When I don't have time, then I cannot. But if I have time, I'll come and worship him.
这个其实这是按照人的想法。
This is according to how men think.
这也是人的软弱。
This is our weakness.
当时候以色列百姓，配合了这个王有这样一个作为之后，他们也很高兴。那拜神现在就简单了，就近很多了。
The Israelites at that time would do what their king said and said it's much easier now to worship our God.
而且呢，现在那个王给他们定了一个节期，那个时间一定是他们很方便，大家都可以在一起的时间。
And this king actually established the festival, a feast for them to observe this worshiping, so it's much easier.
他们所做的事情都是他们自己喜爱的，他们认为他们喜欢的方法。
Whatever they were doing is what they wanted to do, and they do it in their own ways.
所以第五节说
，Verse five，
他说：“这你们献有效的感谢祭吧，把甘心祭宣传报告给众人吧，因为这是你们所喜爱的。”第五节
Verse 5, burn leavened bread as a thank offering and brag about your free will offerings. Boast about them, you Israelites. This is what you love to do.
我们就看到这里他们拜神是按照自己所喜爱的方式。
We can see here that the way they worship God is according to how they want.
但是其实敬拜神对就当时候的以色列选民来说，要敬拜神的事情，神已经透过摩西给他们一个非常清楚的规范，要怎么做，什么时候做，又要要谁来做都很清楚。
But actually, God through Moses has already told them the structure and who and how to worship him at that time.
但是他们不会想要去顺服神的这个方式。
But they did not want to obey God's commandments.
那其实他们当时候也是很热心的。
But actually, at that time, they were very passionate.
他们每天早上也是一样献上祭物。
Every morning, they will make their offerings.
每三天就献上十分之一。
Every 3 days, they will offer their tithe.
哇，表示说他们现在要来敬拜神，要感谢神的这个心也很强烈的。
So actually, they have a zealous heart to come and thank and worship God.
但是很可惜，他这样的心，神并不接受。
But this kind of this type of attitude, this heart, God does not accept.
那在神面前反而是一种罪。
And in front of God, it's actually a sin.
就是因为这个罪，所以导致接下去的刑罚。
And because of the sin, then God will punish them.
这就告诉我们，今天我们要拜神，一定要按照神的方法。
So we know today, if we want to worship God, we must obey His commandments.
我们不能够用我们自己认为我喜爱的方式，我怎样拜神，神应该要接受我的方法。
We can't worship Him in the ways that we love to do, and then force Him to accept it.
我们不能够拜神是我有方便，我有时间的时候我才来拜神，这样就好了。
We can't worship God when it's easier for us to do when we have time to do it.
那其实我们人是这样子的做法，是以我们自己为主，把神来配合我的方式，神是我的仆人。
If we do something like this, then we are the masters and God is our servant.
其实我们已经把主客这个位置颠倒了。
And we have already reversed the relationship between us and God.
那这样的做法不但不会得到神的悦纳，反而会导致神生气的。
This kind of worship will not only not accepted by God, but God will also be angry with us.
所以今天我们在敬拜神的时候，我们真的要特别要拨时间，而且即使在我们不方便的时候，我们也愿意拨出时间来敬拜神，才叫真正的敬拜神。
So today, when we worship God, even when we're busy, we must make time for Him. This is what true worshiping means.
我们不能够说像我们跟人一样说，有空才来我家做。
We can't do it like how we treat other people. When we have time, you come visit me.
但是如果这个人很重要，我们一定会拨时间去看他了。
But if this person is very important, we will make time to see him.
如果这位神我们觉得很是对跟我的生死祸福都有关系的，我们一定会拨时间来敬拜他，绝对不会是我有空再来。
This God, if we understand that He is the decider of our life and death, then we will make time for Him.
如果这位神是真神，是掌管宇宙万物。主掌一切的神。
If this is a true God, the creator of all the universe,
那我们更会把这个心会按照他的方式，会尊重他，来按照他的方式来敬拜。
Then we will follow his instructions and worship him that way.
所以你看这个敬拜神，他们错误的方式，其实导致了他们后面所犯的很多错误的。
So because they were falsely worshiping God, it led to all the sins that they've committed.
那这个除了拜神的事情错误之外呢，我们如果从第六节开始，第四章的第六节。
Other than worshiping God the wrong way, if we look at verse 6,
我们会看到百姓当时候的一个心情。
We can see the emotions they had at that time.
第六节说。
Verse 6.
他说，我使你们在一切的城中牙齿干净，你们在各处都粮食缺乏。但是你们仍不归向我，这是神说的。
I gave you empty stomachs in every city and lack of bread in every town. Yet you have yet returned to me, declare the Lord.
这样的，你们仍不归向我，这是神说的。从第六节到第八节，到第九节，到第十节，到第十一节都一样。
Verse 6, 8, 9, 10, 11 all says the same. Yet you have not returned to me.
都一直在强调 虽然有这一些灾祸，有这么不幸的事情发生了，他们仍然不归向神。
He emphasized that even though all these bad things happened to the Israelites, yet they will not return to God.
这说明一个什么样一个心呢？
So what kind of attitude are we talking about here?
这些百姓是无知的，硬心到底的。
These citizens, they do not know, and they were very stubborn till the end.
这个叫做顽梗悖逆。顽梗悖逆就是很 stubborn 的。
They're very stubborn.
而且是违抗神的。他不愿意臣服在神面前的。
They are sinning against God. They're not willing to lay down themselves in front of God.
坚持不改变。
They are very stubborn. They will not change.
所以虽然经历了这么多灾祸，还是一样啊。他说仍然不会想要屈服在神面前，说神啊，请你告诉我应该怎么改变。
And even experiencing so many trials and tribulations, they are not willing to kneel down in front of God to ask Him, "What can I do to change?"
所以我们就看到当时候人是这么硬心呢。
We can see that their hearts were hardened at that time.
神当时候先降给百姓哪些灾祸呢？
So what are the plagues that God had sent the Israelites at that time?
六节到十一节看到五个灾祸。
6 through 11, we can see 5 plagues.
第六节讲的就是饥荒，没有粮食了。
Verse 6 is famine where they don't have any food.
如果一个饥荒出现了，这个通常都是跟这个天气有关系的。
In order to have famine, it relates to how the weather was.
如果没有下雨，当然就作物就没办法生长。
If there's no rain, then the crops cannot grow.
哦，所以其实百姓他们劳力工作，其实也为了就是要能够有出产，他们能够过一个丰衣足食的生活。
The Israelites were laboring so hard so that they can have full stomachs.
他们可能付出很多，劳力很多，但是没有收成。
They actually gave a lot, but they did not reap anything.
这个时候，如果是一般的人，一定会去反省说：“哎，到底我们是哪里出问题的？”
So at this time, if you are a normal person, you will repent and think about what did I do wrong.
但是饥荒来到，他们还是没有感觉。
But even famine was here, and they still have nothing.
第七节
7,
在收割的前三个月，神就使雨停止了。
God had withheld rain three months before the harvest.
那这个。雨呢，有时候下在这个城，有时候下在那个城。
And this rain will rain on this town or another.
然后没有雨的地方就枯干了。
And where there's no rain, it is dried up.
好，结果呢？第八节说，两三个人凑到一城里面去找水，但是喝不足。
Verse 8 says that people would stagger from town to town for water, but did not bring enough.
这里说明这个接下去就是干旱、饥渴，没有水可以喝了。
So we can see that it's all dried up everywhere, and everybody is thirsty. There's no water.
如果没有水，就是死亡。
There's no water. There's death.
所以当时候，你看没有水，干旱，这个一般来说，这个是个很大的提醒，百姓还是不回转。
So even as such a great caution to them, the Israelites did not return.
然后到了第九节，现在神用第三个方法，就是让这些旱风霉烂。出现来攻击他们。
Verse 9, the third plague that God had sent to them was for him to struck their gardens and vineyards.
然后无花果树、橄榄树都被那个虫吃掉了。
And these figs and olive trees were devoured by these locusts.
所以现在有天灾、有虫害，百姓还是一样没有改变。
And even after this tribulation, that the people did not return to God.
不会想说这是从神来的提醒。
They never thought about that. This is a warning from God.
到第十节，第四个灾祸，瘟疫跟刀剑。
10, is the fourth plague. It is the swords and a plague.
我降瘟疫在你们中间，像在埃及一样。
Just like what? He has sent the plagues among them, just like in Egypt.
在埃及神降这些瘟疫啊，是要让那个法老王屈服，让他这个王愿意让百姓出去的。
In Egypt, God had done this so that King Pharaoh will let his people go.
可是那个时候，法老王还是不屈服。
But the king will not let his people go.
那现在百姓他们在这里领受有这个瘟疫，还是一样跟以前的埃及王一样不屈服在神面前。
And here the Israelites are doing the same as that king, that they're not returning to God.
然后神说：“我用刀杀戮你们的少年人，啊，让你们的马匹都被掳，然后营中的尸首臭气扑鼻。”你们还是不归向我。
God says, I kill your young men with the sword, along with your captured horses. I fill with nostrils with the stench of your camps, yet you have not returned to me.
现在缺粮缺水，又灾病连连，现在连瘟疫刀剑临到了，还是不归向神。
We can see that there was a famine, there's no water, there were tribulations everywhere, but these people were not returned to God.
到第十一节，最后神说，我要倾覆你们中间的诚意，像我所倾覆的索多玛、俄摩拉一样。
In verse 11, God says, I will overthrow some of you as I overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah.
要有让战火临到你们呢。
That there will be, that there will be campfires among you.
因为索多玛、俄摩拉是被天上的火降下来烧灭的。
Because Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed by the fires from heaven.
他说要让你们像火中抽出来一根柴一样。
He says you were like a burning stick snatched from the fire.
也就是说，你们已经遍体鳞伤，已经好体无完肤了。
That they were already destroyed to the very to their very core.
你看这个柴如果放在火里面去烧，再抽出来，跟原来样子都不一样了。
We can see if a stick is being burned in the fire. If you snatch it out, it definitely looks different.
你一敲就断了。
It will break immediately.
哦，所以其实就是已经快要完全毁灭，变成灰了。
And it's actually very close to being completely destroyed.
但是在这种情况下，他说：“你们能不归向我？”
Yet God says, "You have not returned to me."
那这个就是。当时候百姓他们的无知的顽梗悖逆。
So this is the an understanding of the people at that time where they're very stubborn.
最后就导致了这个刑罚。
And in the end, they will receive this punishment.
这个是就是最后国破人亡。
And all the entire nation was destroyed.
那所以现在神就透过他的百姓一直跟透过他的先知跟百姓提醒。你们既然不归向神，那就准备预备自己来迎接这位神吧。
So God had through His prophet warned His people that if you do not return to God, then you must prepare yourselves to meet God.
因为这些灾病都是神的手段而已。
Because all these plagues were done by God.
但是现在神要自己来。
But now God is coming Himself.
当神来的时候，让人站在这个神面前。那时候的感受跟站在人面前是不一样的。
When God comes Himself and people are standing in front of God, it is very different.
其实我们有时候我们人会被我们自己的那个观念、我们的想法欺骗了。
And sometimes as we are distracted by our own thoughts.
我们会被骗，被我们自己，我们会以为说啊，这个没有什么大不了的事啊。
We were lied to by our own thought. We think that this is nothing major.
就好像说，有时候我们在预备一个情景的时候，我们都会觉得说啊，这个情况应该很容易应付，没有什么问题。
And for example, when we're about to face a situation, we think to ourselves that nothing major is going to happen.
哦，就好像有时候我们去参加一个什么活动，我们以为说这个活动大概是什么样子，但是如果后来是变得很盛大、很隆重、很庄严的时候，哎，我们就会觉得说，哎。没有准备好，不知道情况是这样子，出乎我们的意料之外。
For example, if we're going to attend an event, and this event turned out to be very grand, we would think to ourselves that we did not better prepare ourselves.
那其实我们要面对神，我们一定要想，神的临到的时候是非常威严，是非常会让我们看的会害怕的那种场面呢。
And actually, we have to think that when God comes, He is very magnificent. So it is something that we have to prepare for.
这个神如果是很威严的神，他出现在我们面前。
If God is very holy and very magnificent, and He appears in front of us,
那我们就会觉得自己非常的渺小，然后会觉得自己没有脸去见神。
Then we would think that we're very small and that we're not worthy to see God.
这位神是怎么样的神？
So what kind of God is God?
四章十三节说。
Verse chapter 4 verse 13.
他是创山造风，把心意指示人的神。
He who forms the mountains creates the wind and reveals his thoughts to men.
他是创造的主宰了，一切创造主了。
He is the creator of the entire universe.
造山造风，他创造天地万物。
He created the heavens and the wind and everything.
但是同时，他也把他的心意让人明白。
And at the same time, he reveals his thoughts to men.
所以他很伟大，可是他也很容易亲近。
So even though he's so great, he is actually very easy to draw close to.
他的能力远超我们所能想象。
His power is beyond our imagination.
使晨光变幽暗，脚踏在地之高处的。
He can turn dawn into darkness. He treads the high places of the earth.
如果我们看第八五章第八节
，If we see chapter 5 verse 8，
这位神是造昴星和参星。
He is who he who made the Pleiades and Orion.
他让死荫变作晨光。
He turns blackness into dawn.
使白天变为黑夜。
And darkens the day into night.
他可以命海水来浇在地上的。
He calls the waters for the sea.
这都在描述这位神是怎么样的神。
And this is describing what kind of God we have.
他的能力远超乎我们能够想象。
His power is beyond our imagination.
再看九章第六节。
Let's turn to chapter 9, verse 6.
九章第六节。
Chapter 9, verse 6.
这位神是在天上建造楼阁的神。
He who built his lofty palace in the heavens.
也就是说，他是在他预备天上的住处，为我们预备这个天上永远的家乡的那位神。
He has gone to prepare our eternal homes in the heavens.
他在地上安定穹苍。
He sets his foundations on the earth.
今天我们的这个天地能够存留，就是因为有这个神在控制掌握。
The reason why earth is still alive today is because God is has authority over it.
他命海水浇在地上，就一直在强调这个海水能够浇在地上。这个我们现在人类的科技要把海水变成淡水都不那么容易的。现在神是说让海水来浇在地上。
We can see that God is the one who calls the waters of the sea and pours them out over the face of the land.
然后都强调说主是他的名，他强调他的名是什么。
The Lord here emphasizes that the Lord is His name.
所以这位神，我们即将要迎接这位神，就是有这个特色。
So this is the God that we're going to meet.
今天这位神啊，我们今天在这个历史的时间点，我们知道他就是耶稣基督。
We can see through history that God is Jesus Christ.
他就是在古时候一开头创造天地那位独一的真神。
He is the creator of the heavens and earth from the very beginning.
他其实也是愿意把这个奥秘指示让这些人都能够明白那位慈爱的神。
But he is also a lovely God who reveals his mystery to us.
他是有能力的。
He has power.
但是他一方面他又是有怜悯的。
But also he is merciful.
他也是很公义的。
He is very fair.
他是很圣洁的。
He is holy.
这位神就是我们要遇见的对象。
And this God is who we're going to meet.
所以我们如果从圣经里面去想，我们去想象，这到底是一个什么样的神？
So through the Bible, we must ponder upon what kind of God is this.
你看有时候我们人跟人相处啊。你看有些人比较容易亲近，你愿意跟他讲话，有些人你看了就害怕，就不想跟他讲话。
When we in our society today, even the people, some people we see they're very easy to talk to, and some people they're scary.
有的人就是有那个，不知道，这个就是一种特质，有人就是很威严啊。
And some people are just they're very special because they have this this fear.
就是不敢跟他开玩笑啊，你跟他你就，反正他就是不会，如果他不会笑你跟他讲笑话就自己觉得没趣。
These people we often fear them. They're very serious where we cannot joke with them.
所以有时候这位神我们要想，这位神是很严肃的神。
So sometimes we have to think that this God is very serious.
也就是说当时在彰显出他公义的一面的时候是轻慢不得的。神如果是在表现出他公义的那一个特质的时候，人是轻慢不得，不可以随便。
So when God is showing His fairness, His justice, that the men cannot just be whoever they want.
一定要在他面前恭恭敬敬的。
They have to be fearful in front of God.
那这个就是我们在圣经里面所看到这位天地的真神了。
And this is the God that we see in the Bible.
那我们现在在读圣经，我们现在读到了这样这些信息以后。
So after we have received these messages,
我们要怎么样预备我们自己来迎接这位神呢？
How can we best prepare ourselves to meet this God?
现在重点是我们每一个人的问题了。
The key point is all of our problems.
因为我们有时候会想说，如果众人一起哈，我们人多就壮胆，我们就比较不怕。所以有时候我们要去做一件事情，通常都要找呼朋引伴，我们一起去吧，我们就比较放心了。
And sometimes we feel like if we have more than just one or two people, then we could have more strength and to face the problem. So that's what we would do.
特别如果是那件事情或者是这个一个情况，是我们觉得会不放心的，我们通常都会找更多人一起去，一起来嘛。
especially if it's a situation that we're fearful of, so then we will find a lot of people to go with us.
那可是现在要迎见神，是我们每一个人单独要去见神的。
But actually, when we meet God, we have to do it alone.
我们要见神的时候，不能够说我的父母亲跟我一起去，我的兄弟姐妹跟我一起，我们大家一起去比较不害怕。
When we see God, we cannot ask our parents or even our siblings to go with us.
所以你每一个人都要想，我要如何去单独面对这位神呢？
We all have to think about that. We have to meet this God alone.
那现在从阿摩斯书第四章里面，我们看到五个很重要的信息，跟大家一起来参考。
There are very important five messages that we have learned from chapter 4.
四章的第二节是说，他日子快到了。
Chapter 4 verse 2 says the time will surely come.
日子快到表示这一天很快就会来。多快我们不知道。
It shows that this day will quickly come, but we don't know when.
但是我们每一个人都有那一天。
But all of us will have that day.
当我们要离开这个世界的时候，就是我们要单独去面对神的那一个日子了。
The moment when we depart from this earth, it is the time when we are facing God alone.
我们会不会很放心呢？
Are we going to be peaceful?
还是我们会很恐惧呢？
Or are we going to be fearful?
那我们在读圣经的时候，我们发现神很爱我们。
When we are reading the Bible, we can tell that God really loves us.
那其实很爱我们的同时，他也给我们一个责任，一些义务。
And at the same time that he loves us, he gives us responsibilities.
他既然爱我们，他对我们的要求就多。
Because he loves us, so that he has a higher requirement for us.
因为我们已经认识他了。
Because we know him.
我们也经历了他的恩典。
We have experienced his blessing.
神对我们要求多一点，这是很理所当然的。
So of course God will require a higher standard of us.
所以圣经说，审判要从神的家开始。
The Bible says that judgment will come from his home.
今天我们认识神的，我们一定要先想到这一点。
We who know God must first think about this.
看彼得前书第四章。
First Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章。
First Peter chapter 4.
四章第十七节。
Chapter 4 verse 17.
彼得前书四章十七节。
Chapter 4 verse 17.
十七节到十九节的请读。
Through 19. 17. For it is time for judgment to begin with the family of God, and if it begins with us, what will the outcome be for those who do not obey the gospel of God? 18. And if it is so hard for the righteous to be saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? 19. So then those who suffer according to God's will should commend themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good.
这里说时候快到了，审判要从神的家起手。
Verse 17 says, For it is time for judgment to begin with the family of God.
那如果是从神的家开始的话，那说不信从神的福音的人，将来会有何等的结局呢？
So if it begins with God's family, then what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God?
也就是说，那个后面的审判刑罚是很严厉的。
The judgments to those are going to be very serious.
如果义人仅仅得救，那不敬虔的跟犯罪人又是怎么会有脸去站在神面前呢？
If it's already so hard for the righteous to be saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner?
其实这在说明说，神如果用他严厉的标准、绝对的标准来审判我们每一个人呢，没有人能够站在神面前的。
Here we can see that if God has really used His standard to come and judge us, none of us can stand in front of Him.
但是现在神他让我们领受恩典，他让我们认识他了。
But now God has given us grace for us to understand Him.
他让我们知道神的原则。
He has let us know his principles.
要求我们要能够活出他的形象来。
And he has asked us to live out his image.
那所以我们如果能够真的因着耶稣的救赎，我们相信，然后被神称义，然后我们愿意把这个神的形象活出来，那这个就义人因信可以得救。
And if we really through Jesus Christ's salvation to call him our God and live out his image, then we will receive his blessing.
也就是说我们把这个道理行在我们的生活里。
So if we can practice his words in our daily lives,
我们生活一生当中会按照神的旨意，不管是顺境还是逆境，是很享福还是很受苦，我们都不会埋怨神。
So if we can actually live according to his practices, then even when things are wrong, we will not complain.
我们会真的把我们的这一生，我们的灵魂交在这位创造天地的主宰的手上。
We will actually give our entire life and our soul to this creator of the universe.
所以我们一定要先想到这个日子很快就来到。
So we must first think that this day will quickly come.
我们要 审判从我们开始，那我们要先预备好自己。
Judgment will first come from God's house, so we have to ready ourselves.
然后才能够去把这个信息告诉其他还不信神的人。
And then we can spread the gospel to those who do not know God.
然后接下来第二个，这位神他愿意把他的心意指示让人明白。
So second, God is willing to reveal His thoughts to men.
四章阿摩斯书四章十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 13.
四章十三节说。这位神是会把心意指示人的神。
We can see that God is one who reveals His thoughts to men.
所以我们要接受神在圣经里面所给我们启示的这个真理。
So we must accept this revelation that God had given us.
神的心意已经很完整的、很透彻的写在圣经里了。
God's thoughts are written here very clearly to us.
今天如果我们真的去查考圣经
，Today if we really study the Bible.
我们就会发现这里面有永生。
We can see that here is eternal life.
这圣经里面告诉我们得救的正路。
This Bible tells us the only way to salvation.
它告诉我们信神的人会得到什么样的福气。
We can see that those who believe in God will receive what kind of blessings.
我们最后真正所要得到就是灵魂的救恩，就是将来进天国。
And in the end, our souls will be saved and will enter heaven.
所以我们要预备自己，就是要接受圣经里面神的这些话语。
In order to prepare ourselves, we must accept all the words in the Bible.
明白神的心意。
To understand God's thoughts.
真的掌握神所要给我们的永生。
To really hold on firm to the eternal life that God gives us.
请看约翰福音第五章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章。
Gospel of John, chapter 5.
三十九节。
Verse 39.
约翰福音五章三十九节。
5 verse 39.You diligently study the scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life. These are the scriptures that testify about me.
这里主耶稣特别跟当时候的百姓说，你们查考圣经以为内中有永生，他说给我做见证的就是这个圣经。
Jesus Christ at that time told the citizens that this Bible, this scripture possesses eternal life.
今天如果我们愿意查考神的圣经，神的话语，
Today, if we're willing to study God's words in this Bible,
我们就能够明白神的心。
Then we can understand and know God's thoughts.
我们可以掌握这个得救的契机。
Then we can hold on firm to this eternal life.
也就是说，这个机会不是常常会有。
This opportunity does not come often.
因为按照圣经里面所预告的这些世界的变化局势。
Because we can see through the revelations of the Bible,
将来在这个日子临到以前会有。极大的灾难来到。
Before this day shall come, there will be great disasters.
那这些灾难临到的时候，我们人就没有那个机会再去好好的去读圣经，去明白神的信息，然后产生这个信心来接受洗礼，最后得救。
And when these plagues and these disasters come, we no longer have the time to study the Bible to accept baptism.
所以我们要抓住这个机会。
So we must hold on to this opportunity.
明白神要拯救人的这个心。
To understand and know that God's heart is to save His people.
那我们才有可能将来很平安的去面见神。
So that it is possible for us to peacefully meet God.
第三个，看回来阿摩斯书第四章。
Let's turn back to the book of Amos chapter 4.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
四章十一节。
Chapter 4, verse 11.
他说我倾覆你们中间的诚意，如同我从前倾覆索多玛俄摩拉一样。
I overthrew some of you as I overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah.
使你们好像从火中抽出来一根柴。
You were like a burning stick snatched from the fire.
这在说这个当时候圣经里面提出索多玛跟俄摩拉的历史 的教训，历史的见解。
The Bible repeats the history of Sodom and Gomorrah.
因为就当时候以色列人来说，索多玛、俄摩拉发生的事情，他们还很清楚的。
Because to the Israelites, what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah is very clear.
也就是说，我们今天如果能够从历史得教训，我们就能够明白神的作为。
If today we can learn the teachings from history, then we'll understand God's ways.
历史就是已经发生过的事。
History is something that has already happened.
发生过的事情就那个当时候人就过去了。
The things that has already happened, then those people have already passed.
现在历史留下来是为我们这些活着人写的。
So the history is written for us who are alive today.
所以我们从圣经里面看到神的这个作为，就是神 他以前这样做，他以后也会照这样做，他说过的话就会实现。
So in the Bible, we can see that because God has done this before, He will do it again. Whatever He says will be done.
所以我们一定要从历史的事件里面去得到警惕。
So we must learn the warnings from this history.
我们看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
第十一节。
Verse 11. These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the fulfillment of the ages has come.
这一节圣经说，他们遭遇这些事情，这个都历史的事件，都是要作为鉴戒，并且写在这个圣经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。
So here we know that these examples were written down as warnings for us.
所以我们如果读圣经，从这个过去的人他们所遭遇的事情，如果会得到教训的人，这个就是我们在预备自己要来面对神了。
So we must study the history of Bible and see them as warnings so that we can prepare ourselves to meet God.
四章的十二节，阿摩西书四章十二节，他又特别强调说，你要这个日子会到，你要预备迎接你的神吧。
That's why in chapter 4 of the book of Amos in 12, it says that this day will come, so you must prepare to meet your God.
我们相信神一定会审判一切。
We know and we understand that God will judge everything.
所以我们对这个耶稣再临这个世界末日的这个信念要很坚定。
So we must really believe that Jesus will come the second time.
我们有些人他们其实也是在很盼望说这个世界赶快末日了。
Actually, some of us are hoping that this earth will end.
但是其实有时候我们听到这样的一个讲法的时候，我们发现说，因为你不知道那个末日会是什么样的情况，所以你以为会很快乐，所以你会希望说那日赶快来。
But actually, when we hear something like that, it is because they don't know what is going to happen on the last days. That's why you're hoping for it to come quickly.
但是如果知道那一天是审判的大日
，But if you know that that day is the great judgment day,
那如果没有准备好，那最好不要盼望他赶快来，应该希望说他慢一点再来。
And if you're not ready, then you actually should hope that it will come slowly instead of quickly.
因为当我们还没有准备好的时候，我们没有面去，没有脸去见神。
Because before we are prepared fully to see God, we are not worthy to see Him.
我们来看阿摩斯书第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Amos, chapter 5.
五章十八节。
Chapter 5, verse 18.
五章十八节。
5:18.
想望神日子来到的有祸了。你们为何想望神的日子呢？那日黑暗没有光明。
18. Woe to you who long for the day of the Lord. Why do you long for the day of the Lord? That day will be darkness, not light.
第十九节说
19.
景况好像人躲避狮子又遇见熊，或是进房屋以手靠墙就被蛇咬。
It will be as though a man fled from a lion only to meet a bear, as though he entered his house and rested his hand on the wall only to have a snake bite him.
这句话讲得非常的生动啊！你如果仔细想一想，真的是啊，实在是太有趣了。
The description here is very vivid if you come to think about it.
你躲避狮子碰到熊啊。
If you fled from a lion, you only meet a bear.
遍地黑暗，跑到房子里面去躲避，现在被蛇咬。
And everywhere it's darkness, and then you will only to have bitten by a snake.
那这个就是他说，想望神的日子的人哦。你如果没有准备好，就有灾祸了。
So we can see that those who are waiting for the day of the Lord to come, if you're not prepared, that you will receive punishment.
因为这样的日子不是我们想象那么好玩的。
Because this day is not something that we're hoping for.
但是如果是准备好的人，它就是一种盼望，一种喜乐。
But if you're actually prepared, then this is a joy. It's a hope.
神他在最后在启示录这样说。
In the book of Revelation, God has recorded.
我们现在看启示录二十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 22.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
启示录二十二章十二节。
22:12. Behold, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done.
十三节。
13. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. 14. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may go through the gates into the city.
看啊，我必快来，这是主耶稣的宣告。
Here is the proclamation of God. He says, Behold, I am coming soon.
奖赏在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
My reward is with me, and I'll give to everyone according to what he has done.
那些洗净自己衣服的有福的，就是能够 保持圣洁，能够在神面前啊昂首挺胸的人有福了。
Those who have kept their holiness and they can stand tall in front of God are blessed.
当主耶稣再来，但是我们或者是我们去迎接神的时候，就是可以得到权柄到生命树那里，能够进入神的啊这个圣城的人。
And when God has come, we are those who have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city.
这是真正的得救。
This is the true salvation.
就是我们最后灵魂的归宿。
And this is where our souls will go in the end.
所以我们要深信这一日子的来到。
So we must firmly believe that this day will come.
准备我们自己。
We have to prepare ourselves.
所以当主说我必快来的时候。
When God says, I will come.
我们可以跟神这样回应。
We can respond to him.
看二十二章的第二十节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 22, verse 20.20. He who testifies to these things says, Yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
你看这里当主说是的我必快来的时候，我们可以都说阿们啊，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
So here, when God says, I am coming soon, we can all respond by saying, Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
这个就是希望我们在读这个圣经的时候，我们都能够有这样的准备来预备迎接我们的神。
So I hope that for all of us, when we're reading the Bible, we can prepare ourselves to really welcome God.
我们来唱诗209首。
Let's sing hymn 209.